There's a question a lot of riders are asking right now. Can you actually buy a cheap Harley-Davidson and still get that real Harley experience? Because let's be honest, Harley isn't exactly known for budget. But according to a recent article from Top Speed, there is an entry point into the brand that doesn't completely sell out what makes a Harley a Harley. And what is a real Harley? Some say it's simple. If it shakes, rattles, and makes your neighbors mad, congratulations, you bought a real one. So today, we're breaking down the cheapest real Harley-Davidson you can buy and whether it still delivers the soul, the feel, and that unmistakable identity. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're new here, welcome. The algorithm didn't just drop you in by accident. Around here, we don't just ride. We unpack what it actually means to ride. And if you've been here for a while, whether you're the silent type, always in the comments, or already subscribed, just know, I notice every bit of it. This isn't just a channel. It feels like something more because of you. And I don't take that lightly. Before we even talk price, we've got to define something. What is a Harley experience? It's not just the badge. Now, before we really get into it, we have to talk about the new direction in sport and adventure bikes in the Harley lineup. The Revolution Max is a genuine Harley-Davidson engine designed and built in Milwaukee, but it delivers a fundamentally different experience than the air-cooled big twins. The classic Harley experience is the V-twin rumble.
Oh, it's so addicting.
The torque-heavy power delivery, the low-slung planted feel, and that old-school mechanical personality. Harley built its entire reputation and identity on that formula. And the problem is, when you start to chase affordability, that's usually the first thing to go. So what's the cheapest Harley that still holds on to that DNA? It used to be the Softail Standard. This bike has been one of Harley's most affordable big twins. And it stripped things down to the essentials. We're talking minimal electronics, classic Softail frame, Milwaukee 8 V-twin, and here's the key thing. It was intentionally basic. In fact, it was so stripped down, even features like ABS were optional on some versions. The Harley-Davidson Softail was discontinued in the 2024 model year, ending its run as the most affordable entry-level big twin cruiser. So, where do we go now? With the Softail Standard discontinued, Harley didn't replace it with something cheaper. They just moved the floor up. Now, the Street Bob sits at the bottom of the big twin lineup, which tells you something important right away. Harley isn't chasing budget riders anymore. They're protecting the brand experience, so instead of stripping things down to hit a price, they're saying, this is the minimum Harley experience, and it costs what it costs. This is where things get interesting. Now, the lowest price big twin Harley is the Street Bob, and that's a very different kind of entry level. You still get V-twin, strong low-end torque, classic cruiser geometry, but instead of feeling stripped down, the Street Bob feels intentional. Mini ape hangers, solo seat, aggressive minimalist styling. This isn't a cheap Harley. It's a minimum Harley with attitude. Even though it's one of the cheapest models, it still delivers around 120 foot-pounds of torque, strong low-end pull, a Milwaukee 8 117 motor, and a torque-tuned 2-in-1 exhaust. And all of this matters more than horsepower numbers because Harley isn't about revving to the moon. It's about that instant shove you get when you twist the throttle. That's the feeling people are actually paying for. It's got an updated 4-inch analog gauge, USB-C charging, and standard rider safety enhancements. It leaves the frills on the factory floor, but doesn't skimp. Now, let's be real. You don't get something for nothing. To hit that lower price point, you're giving up tech, tiny gauge cluster, minimal electronics, comfort features, touring capabilities, premium finishes. This is not a luxury Harley. It's the bare bones experience. And depending on who you are, that's either a downside or exactly the point. Even though it's still relatively entry level, it looks and feels like a complete Harley, which means the cheap Harley idea is basically gone. This is now the minimum buy-in for the brand. Here's the real takeaway. Harley is in a weird place right now. They've been known for big, expensive cruisers, but they're also trying to attract new riders with lighter, more affordable bikes. You're still making trade-offs, though. Limited touring comfort, minimum wood protection, not packed with tech. But here's the difference. Before, those sacrifices felt like cost-cutting. Now, they feel like design choices. That's a big shift, because they act as a bridge between old-school Harley culture and new riders trying to get in without dropping 25K. This move says a lot about where Harley is going. They're not trying to compete with cheap bikes. They're doubling down on brand identity, emotional appeal, premium positioning. And the Street Bob being the cheapest Harley, that's not an accident. It sets a tone. If you want in, this is the price of admission. So, does the cheapest Harley cruiser feel like a Harley? Yeah, it does. Because Harley isn't about screens, ride mods, or tech. It's about torque, character, and a ride experience that feels mechanical. So, is the Street Bob a cheap Harley? Not really. The real question is, do you want a cheap Harley? Or do you want a full Harley experience? Because this bike sits right in the middle. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Is the Street Bob a real Harley? Or do you have a different opinion about the Revolution Max engine? Ever wonder why life feels a bit sharper after a good ride? While everyone else is stuck in the daily grind, we're out there finding a level of focus that non-riders just don't get to experience. Coming up, we'll dive deep into that feeling you get when the road starts to wind. It's more than just an adrenaline rush. It's a mental reset, a moment of pure clarity, and a unique advantage that keeps us centered long after the kickstand is down. If you'd like to understand that feeling, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.